Madam Chair and dear colleague, I am representative of Ministry of Internal Affairs of Ukraine. Ukraine has ratified and undertaken to implement the International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights, as well as UN International Convention of the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination, which prohibited incitement to discrimination, hostility, or violence. The Ministry of Internal Affairs of Ukraine shaping the policy of the Central Executive Authority is a part of its system. Direct efforts to overcome hate speech, including those directed against minorities. First of all, the National Police instructed to carry our organizational and practical measure to immediately record such illegal facts and bring offenders to justice. To this end, the National Police conduct daily monitoring of media, social networking group on the internet, and checking information on illegal action committed due to racial, ethnic, religious hatred, and ground of gender. In 2020, about 130 criminal proceedings were launched in violent offense under the Article 161 of Criminal Code of Ukraine, which provide for criminal liability for violation of equality of citizen depending on their racial, national, religious belief, disability, and other characteristics. A part of them was launched based on the result of monitoring social networking mass media. It's necessary to clearly distinguish the line when the freedom of speech guaranteed by the constitutional ends and hate speech begins. The system of professional training of the police is focused on studying the provision of protection of fundamental human rights and freedom in national legislation and international legal enactment, including the practice of the European Court of Human Rights. At the same time, the authority of Minister of Internal Affairs system carry out education activities, including growth, institutional website, and social networking, in order to explain the essence of danger of hate speech to wide range of the public. The authority of Minister of Internal Affairs are open to cooperation, and together with national and international partners are ready to jointly combat the hate speech in any of its manifestations. Thank you.